Adrian, here in Green Bay, Eddie Lacy's kind of seen what you've seen for years, just that crowded line of scrimmage. How difficult is it to run against 8-9 guys in the box as a running back?
It can be difficult, you know, but, you know, I've been dealing with it for a long time, so I can adjust it a little bit. But, yeah, it's always difficult when you got the extra guy in the box to stop the run. It makes it difficult for the run game.
So how do you make hay out of that? I mean, you just have to trust your lineman at some point, or I guess how do you weigh the trying to find a hole and just getting what's there?
Yeah, you know, you basically got to trust your offensive line, man, and try to give those guys time to get up on their blocks, you know. But, you know, obviously, you know, it's only, what, six guys on the offensive line and five guys on the offensive line, I think, yeah. Yeah, and so, you know, you don't have enough heads to block those guys. But you just got to be patient and just continue to, you know, continue to hit it up in there and press. And, you know, hopefully you catch the defense slipping. You know, sometimes those guys over-pursue. Sometimes, you know, they have to miss reads. And you can take advantage of those opportunities.
Adrian, everything looks so good for the Vikings going into this season. What happened?
You know, the ball just hasn't been bouncing our way. You know, there's a lot of games that we lost in the last, you know, minute of the game. You know, there's a lot of games we kind of have knocked ourselves out for our turnovers. You know, so, you know, chips just haven't been falling, you know, in our favor.
Adrian, has the unsettled quarterback position impacted you in any way?
You know, I would say, you know, anytime you're not really consistent at the quarterback position, it impacts the entire team, not just me, you know. But the run plays off the pass and vice versa. So, you know, when you're not really running the ball, passing the ball that good, you know, teams can really focus on the run, especially when you are first, you know, a run team first. So, you know, it makes it difficult when the quarterback play is not up to par.
Is that what's happening to the Packers here in this three-game losing streak since they lost Rodgers?
Yeah, you know, that's a perfect example to show you how much, you know, because, you know, Lacy, he has came in and helped that running game tremendously, you know, but it shows with Aaron Rodgers not back there, you know, how big of a difference he makes and what he means to that offense, you know. So, you know, that situation right there is a perfect one to look at.
I'm guessing you've seen 8 in the box for forever, but have you seen it even more this year given the unsettled quarterbacking?
Yeah, definitely I've seen it more, you know, this year. And, you know, it's expected. It's the NFL. You know, defensive coordinator is going to try to, you know, attack your strength. And, you know, that's what teams been doing.
How do you manage that frustration, then, when you're running the ball and everybody knows you're going to run the ball?
You know, you just to continue to stay focused, man, you know, and – The pound up in there. Like I said, I've been doing it for a long time, so it's nothing new to me. You know, each week that I go in, I'm like, you know, this team is coming in to stop the run, period. You know, that's what they're coming to do. So, you know, I get my mind ready for that, and I go out and try to execute the best of my ability.
What do you see in Eddie Lacy?
What do I see in Eddie Lacy?
Right.
A big physical guy. You know, north and south runner. I liked him. I actually liked the pick when Green Bay picked him. You know, I knew it was going to be a good move for him. You know, I hated to see it because we, you know, they are in our division. But yeah, I like him. You know, he's a tough guy, and I think he has potential to be even better.
Where are you physically for this game?
I'm feeling pretty good. You know, I'm just taking it 1 week at a time. I mean, one day at a time, and, you know, getting necessary rest and getting the treatment and things I need to do to be ready to roll on Sunday.
Given the, not that I'm saying you're old, Adrian, but you're not, but I'm saying, you know, given the limited career of a running back, is this season been any more frustrating than any others just because coming off of last year, I'm sure the hopes are pretty high?
Yeah, I would say the most frustrating season I've had was 3-13. You know, just things were bad in the locker room along with that. You know, this year is not that. You know, the record is not where we want it to be, but guys are still sticking together. So, personally, for me, it's been tough because we haven't been winning. But, you know, mentally I've been able to deal with it a lot better.
Well, what do you think the future is for the Vikings? They look like they had a good draft. I mean, what if they get the quarterback position fixed? Do you feel like the future's bright?
You know, just a lot of things. You know, I feel like that we can do to improve. But you know, the kind of get the you know the nail on the head. You know, I honestly feel like Christian can get the job done. You know. You just got to have that breakthrough, you know. But and there's going to be things that we're going to have to look at to, you know, to be able to win a championship. There's things we're going to have to look at and make some adjustments to.